the number of people fleeing South Sudan to neighboring countries continues to rise, as does the number of displaced people within the country. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it expects the situation to only get worse. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says more South Sudanese civilians are crossing borders to escape ongoing fighting and insecurity.
At present, there are 78,000 people turning up at refugee sites in the surrounding region, 42,000 of these in Uganda. But we're also seeing quite significant numbers in Ethiopia, some coming into Sudan itself, to the north, and others into Kenya too. So this is still a situation producing both internal displacement inside the country and new refugees into the region.
The UN agency is gathering accounts of refugees' experiences.
If you talk to refugees, you hear eyewitness accounts of atrocities. You hear reports of shootings, of houses being burnt in many places. We are hearing of escalating food prices in many markets. So there are continued real problems around the country. And unfortunately, all these factors are coming together and leading us to believe we're likely at this stage to see further displacement still.
Edwards says the number of displaced in South Sudan has risen sharply, up more than 150,000 since last week.
The peace talks at the moment that are underway in Addis is not really producing any slowdown of displacement. You have large numbers of displaced, more than 350,000 inside the country. You have an existing refugee population of 230,000 people. So you're really talking about extraordinarily large numbers of people in need of help.
UNHCR is trying to determine the condition of those who've crossed into Sudan. However, gaining access to the region has been difficult.
What we are hearing is that about 10,000 people have crossed into West and South Kordofan. These are two states just neighboring South Sudan. Many of these people are nomadic, so they've gone to different areas. The government of Sudan is saying that only about 1,300 of these people are actual refugees. Nonetheless, it's very clear to us at present that there are urgent help needs there.
UNHCR, the World Food Program, and other humanitarian agencies are trying to bring aid to those areas. As Edwards mentioned, besides those fleeing the country and the internally displaced, there are 230,000 people from other countries at 10 refugee camps in South Sudan. Some are of particular concern.
Right up at the north, there has been a large concentration of Sudanese refugees in a place called Yida. That has been affected by security in recent weeks. Many of the agencies have pulled out of there. We have had the support of the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan to employ additional security up there to allow some of the operations to resume for the 60 or so thousand people in that site.
Besides Yida, another camp in Unity State housing Sudanese refugees, Ajong Tok, is also expected to receive emergency food aid soon. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.